Welcome, everybody. Shir number 1198. Getting back to our Hilchas Brachas in our writing. It's Shema number 350. Okay, so we're in the middle of talking about the halachas of Holchei Drachim. And every so often, as something comes up, we go back to it. And the something we spoke about a while back, the halachas of in a open area. How do we work the not the Holchei Drachim part of it, but the regular kavah, in other words, in an open area. In other words, I have my coffee. Let's say we're in the park or in the zoo or something like that. We sit down. I make a shakal on my coffee. Now the question is. And I'm sitting and drinking. I have no intention of moving around, but now I want to move. I want to go to some other place in the park, some other place in the zoo. And the question is, I cannot see the place where I will be going. In other words, the new place that I'm going to go in the zoo, in the park, or whatever, the open area that's not fenced in. I want to make it clear, not fenced in. When it's fenced in, it's a different set of halachas. Now we're talking about a regular open area. So when I want to change the location in the park, in the zoo, it could be anywhere. I'm just giving, examples. Whether the original location is being blocked off because of something is blocking my view or it's just too far or whatever the case might be. So then the question is, we spoke about in the past that I would need a new bracha, right? I cannot see the original location. It's an open area. A new bracha comes into play. Oh, but now I just happened to realize that there are of quite a number of achronim out there, the Shulchan Aruch Harav and others that do hold Mishabura is not like that. It's mashma not like that from Mishabura, but the Shulchan Aruch Harav, there are others also that want to say if a person had in mind when they made the shahakal, in other words, let's say I had a coffee, it could be an apple, it could be anything, right? It could be as long as it's shahakal ha-damo eitz, right? By mazonas, by hamotzi, these things don't apply in general as far as making the new bracha before continuing to eat. But when by shahakal ha-eitz or ha-damo, then that's when we have the halachas of shina makam as far as the bracha rishonah, the first bracha. So now let's say I make a shahakal on my coffee or my water, whatever, and I want to move, and I'm sitting and drinking it in one place without intentions going anywhere, but now I want to move to a different place, right? So then if I can't see the place, we said that one has to remake the bracha. Oh, but now there are shitas who want to say that if somebody had it in mind, I made my shahakal on my coffee, right, sitting in one area, but I have in mind, let's say, for example, to give an example, a person's in the zoo and they're by the elephants. They're sitting, they made the shahakal and they're watching the elephants, right? And then they want to go and see the lion cage somewhere, a 20-minute walk somewhere else where it's totally out of the sight of the original location. But I can't see the original location, so I would need a new bracha, right? But now we're seeing a new thing that there are achronim who want to say, if you had it in mind, when I made the shahakala, I made the haitz or whatever it was that I'm eating, and I had it in mind to change my location, let's say to the lion's cage or to the other part of the park or whatever where I can't see the original location, and I had it in mind, it would still be good. So these achronim hold that even having a mind would be good, even though you are unable to see the original location. Now, how do we pass halacha l'maisa? It is a suffik bracha. It's a suffik bracha because not all the achronim, not everybody holds like that. Bottom line, not everybody holds like that. And we spoke about that many shitas hold that no, having a mind won't help. It's just like a regular change of location. Just like when you're changing from house to house, doesn't have a mind, right? If I make a shahakal in my house and then I have a mind to continue drinking by my friend's house, that won't help, right? Having a mind by a real shita makam doesn't help. So the same thing over here. When the halachas are that when you change a location in an open area, like a zoo, a park or whatever, and the forest, whatever the case might be, and I am unable to see the original location, I would need a new bracha. Oh, but now, but some hold no, that even having a mind would help in the location, not by house to house. I want to make it clear. They hold having a mind would help in an open location, an open area, like a open park or whatever that's not fenced off. Only over there they hold it would help, even though one is unable to see the original location. But others hold not like that. So the bottom line is, if somebody is in an open area, definitely one should be careful, and they're drinking or eating in one place and then they decide to change locations, as long as you can still see the original location where you ate, so then that's fine, because that's the halacha that we say in an open area you could see the original location, it's fine. But now we're seeing but now if one had it in mind and they changed the location and they are unable to see the original location, one should be careful not to remake the bracha. One should be careful not to do that originally, not to rely on that, because it's a suffix bracha. bracha because we saw many poskim, many achrayim who hold not like that. But if somebody did it, if somebody, in other words, bottom line is, if somebody had in mind, they're drinking their coffee, eating their apple, and they had in mind to finish in a different location, in an open area that is not fenced off, and they had it in mind, even though they are unable to see the original location, and they already changed, but the Eved, definitely one should not remake the bracha, not to rely on it lechatchila, but if they did do it, they should not remake the bracha because of those, there are achrayim who say that having a mind would help, and it becomes a real suffic bracha. So again, lechatchila, we try not to rely on it. If somebody did have it in mind, and they changed locations in an open area whereby they are unable to see the original location, one should definitely not remake the bracha. But the Eved, thank you for listening. Hatzlacha and bracha kol tuv.